Do you know a name of a disease that makes your skin and eyeballs turn yellow?
Jaundice.
Okay, and if a person had his appendix removed, you might have had an attack of...
appendicitis.
Okay. What about if you ate something that disagreed with you and it had to come back up, you'd say you had to...
regurgitate.
Or...
puke.
Or...
throw up.
Or...
is this a model?
It was B.
Finally. Oh yeah, okay, it is a model.
Now what about any of those words that you mentioned, would they be joking or...
yeah. Like, if I say regurgitate...
that would be joking.
Yeah, because like, you ever heard of Red Fox?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, my mom said, say regurgitate. So you can't say regurgitate while you're puking. Say regurgitate. My wife sung that song at a party the other night. You go throwing up on these people good rugs. Embarrassing the hell out of me. Yeah.
Now,
I joke around with regurgitate.
What about vomit and throw up? If you wanted to be polite about it, what would you say?
I would say vomit. No, I say throw up, really.
Throw up.
Now, if you say puke, that'd be the worst for mom.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
okay.
I wouldn't have to say that one too much.
Somebody who's like that, you'd say he's sick where?
Sick in the stomach.
Okay. A boy who keeps going over to see the same girl pretty regularly, you would say he was...
in love.
Or...
courting her?
Yeah. Would you use that? Or do younger people use that?
Uh-uh.
What do you say? He's doing. If he's not courting, he's...
he said he was talking to her.
Well, anybody can be talking, can't they?
Well, that's the phrase they use.
Just talking to him?
Uh-huh.
To mean?
I say they talking.
Oh.
I mean, you know, courting. He's courting her, yeah.
I see. All right. He would be called her what?
Boyfriend.
And she would be his?
Girlfriend.
All right. Let's say if he...
or his man, or her man, or his lady.
Okay. If he came home late at night, and he's got lipstick all over his collar, and his little brother catches him and says, you've been...
kissing.
Okay. What about if he asked... what?
On the collar.
Got this thing about collars. What about if the man asks her to marry him, but she doesn't want him, you say she did what to him?
You wouldn't say... no, that wouldn't be jilted. Jilted is at the out. turning down.
Okay. But if she didn't, maybe they went ahead and got...
married.
Okay. What do you call a man at a wedding who stands up with the groom?
Best man.
And a woman who stands up with the bride?
Maid of honor.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any kind of ceremony after a wedding that might get kind of rowdy and noisy?
what you call it?
Have you ever heard serenade or chivalry?
No.
I haven't heard either of those.
I heard,
like people shooting off their shotguns
and
playing tricks on them.
I heard wedding reception.
Yeah, that's pretty calm though, isn't it?
I hope so.
Okay, let's say this expression, if children get out of school at 3 in the afternoon, you said at 3 school does what?
Let's out.
Okay, and if
gets out.
Okay.
If it's let's out.
All right. Okay. If it, during the summertime when school is not in session, somebody might ask toward the end of summer, well, when does school
start?
What if a little boy left home supposedly to go to school, but he never got there on purpose? You'd say he did what?
Played hooky.
Right. And you say you go to school to get an
education.
Okay. And after high school, you go to
college.
What about the after you get through with play school or kindergarten, the grade that you go into?
First grade.
Okay. And each child sits behind a
desk.
The plural of that would be?
Desk.
Okay. A few buildings around town, if you wanted to check out a book, you'd go to the
library.
And if you stayed overnight in a town?
Hotel.
All right. To mail a package, you'd go to the
post office.
All right. And to see, I think we talked about this the other day, but to see a movie, you'd go to the